Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hello, friends. It's Lee Nosahe with Vision Serve Alliance. I hope all is well with you and your loved ones, and I'm here to tell you that we have open registration for the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference November 1st through the 5th. Entitled Still Stronger Together, we will be conducting virtually on a single platform for participation. Registrants can network, learn, collaborate, and connect together without leaving the conference site. We have a host of exciting speakers talking on pertinent and timely subjects that will help you lead your organizations into the new reality. Come to strengthen the shared mission of expanding opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight while earning CEU credits. Check out the speaker lineup and register at vsaelc.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to your show. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do today, it's a special show. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Let me introduce the people around me and the folks that will be coming on the show early this afternoon, this evening. You know what I'm saying, Chris? You know what I'm saying, Lynn?
No, I don't.
You know what I'm saying? Well, co-host Lynn Golder, say hello.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our annual Tribute to Veterans Day edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Today is November 8, 2020, and here we are. With election fatigue and all, we are here again.
And let me introduce my other co-host in his home. It's co-host Gary. I had to think about it. Gary Sinclair.
Hello, everybody. Hello, and I am back.
And in the studios, in our studios, by himself today, because we're live from Orlando, but not all of us are all in the studio, in the Spectra Powered Studios. Chris, are you there?
live and in full effect, baby, baby.
Well, he's there. He's there. Well, folks, before we can begin our show, all kidding aside, because I like to kid around, but this is not a kidding moment. This is a sad moment. I have some very unpleasant news to tell our radio folks. We lost a very important person to our community and a great listener. She was, oh, my God. We're going to be missing her. Her name is Betty Schaap. For those folks, she was from Palmyra, New Jersey, and her and her son, Paul, have been a big part of our radio show for a long time. We dedicate today's show to Betty Schaap. She not only listens to our show on Blind and Beyond, but we had another show years ago called Blind Matters, and she was a big part of our Blind Matters show. For those folks, well, that didn't know what she sounded like, in a few minutes, we're playing an excerpt from a show a year ago when she was talking.
Actually, it's November 10th, 2019, hour two. So we decided we'll play a little bit. Chris is going to play a little bit for us. And then if you would like to listen to the rest of the interview, we invite you to go to our website.
Right now, I want to bring Gary on, and he's going to do a tribute to Betty. Gary, you there?
Yes. I want to say I have a very special guest here with me this evening, and he's a CB just like I am, except for he's an extraordinary CB. He is the last 100 of the original CBs conducted back in 1943, just like the movie John Wayne and the Fighting CBs. He is here tonight, and he is going to dedicate a song to all the veterans out there, and to Betty. His name is Peter Durante. Pete, are you there?
Yes, he is. Gary, he is.
This
there.
Song is dedicated to Betty Schaap. Peter, are you there?
Hello, yeah, Peter here.
Peter, go ahead and take it away. You're going to sing God Bless America for us.
Yes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening, Peter.
My friend Gary asked me to sing God Bless America. And here it is. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home. Sweet home, God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Thank you, Peter. That was so good.
That was so very nice.
Thank you, Peter.
I'd like to say, Betty was actually going to be, she was 95 years old, and believe it or not, Peter here singing like that at 96. I just want to say,
you know, a Veterans Day is coming up, and we're singing in honor of the veterans. And the song was written by Irving Berlin back in 1948-49, and even before that. But anyway, gentlemen, it was nice to sing for you, and I'll do it again anytime you want.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter. And thank you for joining us. Good night.
I would like to hear, Chris, can you play the excerpt now from Betty talking a year ago on our show?
Betty's on the line. Betty, you there?
Thank you. Hi,
Michael there. And Lynn. How are you?
Hey. How you doing, Betty?
Well, now we're going to go to break soon.
Betty can hang in there.
Betty. Talk to Betty. Betty, talk to us.
How you doing, Betty?
Okay. I'm fine. Somebody invited me to a church service in Willenboro today for veterans.
Oh.
Boy, what a neat service. It was dedicated totally to veterans.
Wow. Terrific.
Well, tell us a little bit. There was only
two of us girls there. Two girls and the rest fellas.
You're unique. You're unique, Betty.
Well, Betty, speaking of girls, tell us briefly about how the women, the Waves, helped win World War II? That's what we would like to know.
Well, I worked at the Mercer Naval Air Station in Trenton and worked with warplanes. And it was a busy time because we had to make sure that the parts that the mechanics wanted for the planes to repair them were the right parts, or we could have a crash, and nobody wants that. So it was a very responsible position.
Well, we're Chris, glad you were there.
That
to
was
do
great,
it,
expert.
Betty. Chris, how long was you in,
yes.
Betty?
I was 20 years old at the time. I had just graduated from high school, and I enlisted in December after graduating in June, and was called up to active duty in January of 44.
And when did you get out?
I got out in January of 46.
So you were in 2 years.
And
I read
that you're a sharpshooter. Betty, I can't believe you're a sharpshooter.
Yes.
Wow.
A family of service, military service, because my husband was over Iran, and my son David was in Vietnam with the Coast Guard, and my son-in-law was over in Turkey and Iran and all those places over there with the Air Force, and then my cousin was over in Korea. So we had a lot of people in the military.
Chris.
Wow.
Okay.
So
I want to thank
a little bit more about what you did.
You for putting on the excerpt from Betty.
Chris.
And Betty, family, Paul, if you're listening, what can I say? Your mama was a great lady. And I know she was the love of your life.
She was a really loyal listener.
But one thing I would like, Paul, please don't forget the show. Please stay part of the show, because I'm sure Betty would like it if you were part and keep part of the radio show, because we love you. We love Betty. So if you can keep part of the radio show now that Mama's, she can't call in, but she can still look down at us.
She's listening tonight, Michael. She's listening.
Well, I know she's listening.
You know,
she loved the show.
Paul posted on Facebook, and that's how I learned. And what he said was, the light of my life was extinguished today.
Yeah.
And that was November 6th. That was just 2 days ago.
Well, not just the light, but I know Paul loved his mama. So it was so close. Anyway,
hey,
sad note.
Wait, before we move on, I just want to say, I definitely want to say, Paul, my heart is with you and the family. And with us all, Betty was an extraordinary, beautiful, gorgeous young lady who had a heart for people. And Paul, I'm quite sure the apple don't fall far from the tree at all. But stay encouraged.
Yeah, I'm sure that.
Stay encouraged. And if you need anything, don't hesitate to call.
Oh, that's sweet.
Please call us.
If you can call in, it'll be fantastic.
Your family.
He's not dedicated to the show, but I also want to tell the folks, if they don't know, Alex Trebek died, I believe, yesterday, and he was 80 years old. And if you don't know who he was the man behind Jeopardy. He was the one who was the MC of Jeopardy, and he died yesterday. Anyway, we're not dedicating the show because he wasn't a listener. Betty was a listener and a very strong person. Not only that, anytime we needed any kind of help, financial help, Betty and Paul was always there for the show.
Absolutely.
We're going to go to break.
Not a sad news today.
Yes, we're going to come back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. SpokenRx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future. future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Sunday Scaries is proud to partner with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries' CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside of Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at sundayscaries.com and save 20% off your first purchase with code BB20.
Spectrum knows. Watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, starting up here, but it's 407-894-6800. And for those folks starting in for the first time, don't know what you're listening to, well, let's just say we are the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. This is a radio show. If you're in your car, maybe even call in on your cell phone, 407-894-6800. Right now, we have our first guest.
That's right. We would like to welcome back. Wow, we're really moving along in the years. We'd like to welcome back our first guest of the evening. His name is Donald Overton, and Donald is now the Executive Director of the Blinded Veterans Association. Welcome back, Donald.
Thank you. It's always an honor and a privilege to participate in the show with all of you.
Thanks. We appreciate it. Oh, before I have turn it over to Gary and Michael, I just have one question. Last year at this time, you were the Director of Government Relations, and this year you're Executive Director of the entire association. So maybe you'll tell us a little bit what, you know, the difference in the two roles,
the
or maybe they're the same, the BVA, maybe
sure.
The overlap.
Sure. No, absolutely. I mean, so I did join the organization, Director of Government Relations, During the COVID pandemic, my predecessor, Joe Bogart, opted to transition out of his leadership role with the organization. Joe, as many of you might remember, Joe transitioned right off of active duty into the executive director role, and he did a phenomenal job for 2 years, and he just needed to get an opportunity to spend some time with family, and so we had a nice transition, and it's an honor for me to be able to help guide the organization forward now and after Joe's leadership.
Yes, Don, I do remember Joe. He was a nice guy, and he was right there committed all the way.
He was.
So, Don, you're an Army man, right?
I am. Like, I served with the 82nd Airborne Division the whole time that I was in. I was in the late 80s, early 90s, and I was actually wounded during combat operations in Iraq during the first Gulf War, so Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm.
I have a question. Do you have any girls in the BBA?
We absolutely do. As a matter of fact, not only do we have women and phenomenal women veterans, but we also have an incredible women's veteran group that reports directly to the Department of Veterans Affairs, Veterans Health Administration. So we've got some phenomenal leaders leading that women's veterans initiative for our organization now.
I see.
Well, Dan,
I wonder if Betty ever
belonged. I think Betty was a member. Betty.
Yeah. Yeah, Betty was a member.
She was.
By BA?
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. So,
Gary, do you have questions for Donald?
No, I just want to have Don explaining how to join the BVA and how expensive it really is to join. Kidding there.
Right. It's so expensive.
Yeah, and so joining the organization couldn't be any easier. We're currently overhauling the entire website, which is bva.org, Bravo Victor Alpha dot Oscar Romeo Golf. So bva.org. We're implementing this week a new automated membership system, so folks can sign up online, also pay their incredible annual lifetime membership dues of $25. Much different than some of our sister organizations, but we believe in, you know, making sure that we're there for our blinded veterans. As you all are all too familiar, probably one of the most socioeconomically disadvantaged cohorts of veterans are going to be those that are experiencing blindness and or visual impairment. So it's important that we make sure that everybody has an opportunity to be a part of the organization.
Right.
Donald,
and if you could.
Go ahead, Gary.
Okay, and if you could explain to the audience out there on how the BVA works with the VIS program and the VA, which this program is very important to us blinded veterans at the VA, so we can get the equipment that we need to help us succeed through life.
Yeah, we've got a phenomenal relationship. As you all are aware, BVA is celebrating its 75th anniversary this year, and we really, you know, founded by World War II veterans, and a major component for us in our advocacy has been establishing the blind rehabilitation services within the Department of Veterans Affairs, and those are managed across the entire enterprise by the Visual Impairment Services team. VIS coordinators, as you just mentioned before. So we work together collaboratively. Those of us at the national office have regular leadership meetings with VA Blind Rehabilitation Services program coordinators and the leadership team across the entire continuum of care. So they're integral in making sure that we identify individuals that require the services, and then that we get them into, you know, one of the 13 either inpatient residential blind rehabilitation centers that the Department of Veterans Affairs manages, or one of the outpatient visor clinics, and that's where you get all the skills from, you know, orientation and mobility for independence to computer access training with all the adaptive technology, computers, smartphones, things along those lines too. Manual skills to make sure that, you know, you're doing things as hobbies and staying active in life. So it's a phenomenal program, and it's something that we advocate for, and we work to make sure that the budgets are in place annually with Congress so that that program can continue to expand. And expand it is now. I don't know if you all have heard, But Blind Rehab Services has transitioned its model, and the VIS coordinators now are not just providing services to blinded veterans, those that qualify as a blinded veteran, but also to the entire low vision veteran population, which is going to, you know, potentially be over a million individuals within the VA continuum of care network.
Actually, we have a very active chapter out of Gainesville, I think it is. That, in fact, we've been, Michael, you and I have been up there, up in the Eisenhower Center, up in the Villages. Bruce Davis?
Yeah.
I think that's his last name.
Bruce Davis.
Yeah, and I believe that's part of the VIS, the low vision.
About 350 group. Members.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and Don, if you could explain, well, I always bring up and mention this every year, the for people, you know, it's $25, you know, to sign up. It's not that much. We need you to sign up so we can get a number. Every person that signs up is a number to the BVA, which numbers mean when Don goes to Washington or whatever to allocate for funds and funding for the BVA so we can get this equipment, this and that. We have to have the numbers. Our numbers are dropping, actually, in the past years because we have so many older veterans dying and passing on now, that and we need the younger people to get in there
the new blood.
And fill in the spots.
That's a good point, Gary.
Yeah, and Gary, just to touch on that, there's tremendous adversity in operating any of these organizations. And as you all understand, many of the veteran service organizations have been operating under somewhat of an antiquated model. And so to your point, yes, as we've lost our World War II, now our Korean War, and unfortunately more and more of our Vietnam brothers and sisters, the younger generation isn't necessarily connecting with this style of organization. And so BVA is aware of this. They've begun to put together task force, the national board, and the leadership teams to address, you know, how does the organization adapt for the next 75 years? And, you know, we're in that process now. And when we meet in convention in August in St. Louis, we'll meet with our membership body at that point in time. It's a phenomenal, you know, reunion, but we're also there with the Department of Veterans Affairs, with the VIS coordinators, with the vendors and all the technology. So we'll begin to make those that adaptation for the organization to continue for another 75 years.
But Don, tell us in light of COVID-19 how you're handling the different activities and things now. Are you doing a lot online webinars or?
We are, and it's been a great opportunity, I think, for us to increase our connectivity to the membership. So we did switch over to virtual platforms. We've been facilitating webinars a couple each month, either with specialists from the Department of Veterans Affairs, but we always partner those with folks in the technology sector so that folks are getting to experience some of the new technology that's out there, the cutting-edge technology that they're able to acquire by participating in Blind Rehab Services. And so it's a phenomenal opportunity for us, and we continue to expand those platforms. So this is actually, you know, it's been good for us, and I think it's been good for our membership as we've explored new ways to be able to connect with one another.
Hey, Don, if I could interrupt for a second, I want our listeners out there to know that if you have a quick question to ask Don, the number is 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. Diamond can answer a couple quick questions. Okay, go ahead, Don.
Yeah, so, you know, again, from the organizational perspective, you know, adjusting and adapting is what we all learned in the military. And so BVA continues to work through these challenges and just making sure that we're providing the best possible service. We've also recently updated our entire veteran service program. That's the old field services, and that's on the benefits side, helping individuals to navigate the myriad complexities of the bureaucratic benefits system. And that's a fully automated system now. We're able to get digital signatures off of either somebody's computer, their iPhone or smartphone or tablet, and everything is digitally uploaded into the Department of Veterans Affairs with verifications back. So we've moved away from paper altogether. The old mail systems, facsimiles, everything's done digitally now. And we've got some phenomenal, phenomenal folks that are guiding that program on our behalf now.
Wow. Don, I got just a quick question. Do you have any, I'm sure, approximate idea how many members are in the BVA today?
So we're in the process of working through. We just, part of what I acquired when Joe transitioned out is we were moving into new automated database systems, and we're in the process of doing what's called a deduplication of all the old systems that BVA had before. There are other membership systems. So I don't have an accurate number now. I will probably be able to answer that question as the board of directors will hold my feet to the fire. We're getting ready to move into our apportionments when we send money out across the country. And so the accuracy of those accounts are extremely important for us. And the other part of what we're doing in this, not just migrating all that data in, but we are going through and we're matching every single record. And unfortunately, as we stated before, you know, part of this process is going through and finding out how many members we've lost that we hadn't been notified of. So I will say I was pleasantly surprised. We worked through our 90 and older list, and of, you know, some 2,500 members, we still had over 2,000 in the 90 and over range, with what looks like our oldest member at 106 years of age.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, pretty impressive. And, well, and I was amazed by those numbers.
Don, I'll tell you, we're grateful for your service, and we're so grateful for the way my dad wasn't blind or visually impaired, but we are so grateful for the VA. They took such wonderful care of him the last couple of years, and then the burial service in Bushnell. It just was absolutely amazing how they did everything. It really was. He was 90. He was 2 weeks shy of it last year. He 2 weeks shy of his 97th birthday. So, like you say, they're dying, but there's hopefully, like you said, there's still about 2,500 left. You said,
yeah, and that's just in our database. So that was just BVA members. Obviously, across the country, larger than that. Obviously, sorry for your loss. What a phenomenal life that your dad had, and thank you for his service.
Well, thank you.
Our greatest generation.
Yeah, he has. I have his big album of all his pictures. Anybody that came into the house had a look at his album.
You know what he did? My father in the service.
I did, one of them was a glider pilot, weren't they?
No, my dad was a map maker.
He was a map maker.
And he was back to the money.
Back then, they couldn't tell the service. You know, they didn't have GPS back there. So in order for he went in the front lines and everything else to do the maps so the tanks can go and all the other soldiers.
And he was also in charge of money.
Yeah,
he had
also
to go to train
money.
In Belgium with $3 million and with no gun, no nothing.
Remarkable.
Hey, Don?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear my Navy CB veteran sing God Bless America?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
He's 96, and I ride with him to our meetings once a month.
He takes you, right, Gary?
He picks me up, drives me to the meetings.
That's amazing. Again, just the greatest generation. They're all heroes, and any time I'm in the presence of any of them, it's such an honor.
So,
Well, thanks for coming on, Don.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Don, for coming on again this year, and I hope to have you back next year because I'm very comfortable talking with you because you know it all. You know pretty much everything. So thanks
right
a
now.
Lot, Don.
Donald, hold.
I want to play the
Donald,
Army.
If you don't mind, just hold on. We're waiting for our next guest. If you'd like Chris, to say a quick hello to him.
Chris, you there?
Absolutely.
Can we play the Army?
Yeah.
March along.
That's the Army. That's the Army. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Don't go away. Got a lot more coming up. Going to a break.
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Sunday Scaries is proud to partner with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries' CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside of Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at sundayscaries.com. And save 20% off your first purchase with code BB20.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, if you can do that, it would be great. 407-894-1680. I understand from some of the folks that I wasn't coming in too loud and clear. Well, hope that you can hear me better now.
Put the mic right under your nose now.
Don't put the mic up my nose.
Under your nose.
Under my nose. Under my nose. Listen to her. She's saying under my nose. Listen, folks. You're still there. You can call in 407-894-1680. You know, our mission is all about getting folks jobs. That's a big mission of ours. Another mission of ours that I thought about
well, last week, and we really haven't done such a great job doing it. And it's very important to us, and that's getting folks to know one another, as far as especially in the blind community. Get people to know people in California, New York, Philadelphia, because this way, if you can't travel, at least you can hear people on the radio. Maybe you want to off the air meet them. So this is one of our missions, to have people get to know each other, listen to each other. We have Don Overton, who is from the Blind Veterans. All you blind veterans, if you don't belong to BBA, say, Don?
Yes, sir.
How do people that don't belong, I'm sure you might have blind veterans listening to this radio show that don't belong to BBA.
Absolutely. And it couldn't be easier, and hopefully, you know, folks are getting at it. Any blinded veterans out there with their access to the Department of Veterans Affairs and Blind Rehabilitation Services and the technology they can get there, either smartphone, tablet, or computer, bva.org, bravovictoralpha.oscarromeogolf, bva.org on the website, and they can work through an online application. It's very simple, basic contact information. And life memberships are only $25 with the organization. That can either be an automated system. We can work with them over the phone. The phone numbers are on the website as well, and we'd be happy to facilitate anything that they need and help get them connected with the organization.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, Don.
Thank you, Don. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Don.
And you stay well.
Stay well and be safe.
Yep. You all do the same.
And wear a mask.
Take care of yourselves. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you all for your service. Stay well.
You too.
Hope to hear from you next year again.
Thank you all.
Take care. Stay well.
Stay well, Don.
Right now, let's go to trivia. I want to go to trivia right now.
Trivia
time, trivia time. It's Gary's time for a trivia. This is Gary's trivia, folks. If you want to know who wrote this song, it's Gary's song. Trivia time. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? It's trivia time.
In May of 1941, the war had just begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees. Out of the cold and foggy night came the British ship, the Hood. And every British seaman, he knew and understood. They had to sink the Bismarck, the terror of the sea. Stop those guns as big as steers and those shells as big as trees. We find the German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us. He hit the decks a-running, boys, and spin those guns around. When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down.
Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. If you know the song, call in.
We gotta sink the Bismarck, was the battle sound. But when the smoke had cleared away, the mighty Hood went down. For 6 long days and weary nights, they tried to find her trail. Churchill told the people, put every ship a sail. Cause somewhere on that ocean,
not that song.
We gotta sink the Bismarck
too.
Good song.
It's a good song, yeah.
You know, Michael, I used to listen to that song when I was a little kid. And I tell you what, when I was a little boy, I remember sitting in school and drawing pictures, and I'd be drawing ships with guns on them and everything. And I had the flags on. I had an American flag and had a Nazi flag on there. And you know, that's how we thought back in them days, is young kids in my days. I was
a cowboy in the
early 50s.
Gary?
Yeah, cowboys and Indians, yeah. Yes.
Gary, I was listening to last year's show, and it was very interesting. You were talking about how you ended up in the Navy Seabees, what the catalyst was for your choice. How did that happen?
Oh, yeah. I went to the recruiting station, and I wanted to sign up because I got drafted, and I figured I'm going to get down there and sign up to something quickly. You know, because I don't have to go in the Army. I didn't want to
be in the army fatigues and dig ditches, you know, to sleep in the trenches and stuff.
I know you guys are going in deep in this conversation, but before we go any further, because I know we got a tight schedule tonight, we have three callers on the phone line, one from Clint, Indiana, another one from New York, New York, where the apple never sleeps, and the other one from Clearwater, Florida.
Oh, okay. Rain on.
Who was first?
Clinton, Indiana.
Indiana.
My man, the one and only, Mr. John Stroot himself. John, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Chris. How you doing, buddy?
John said it's been 5 weeks, he in the clear, and he ready to go.
Yep.
Okay.
So, Mr. So tell me something.
It's John Stroot.
It's John. Big John. Who do you think was singing that song, Big John?
Johnny Horton.
You got it, man.
Somebody got that song.
How do you like that?
Let me ask you a question. You just won yourself a $10 gift card, but here's my question. Did you ever have a song called Big John?
Big Bad John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad John. It's Jimmy Dean. Yeah.
There you go. Okay, well, you're not going to win.
Congratulations.
Twice, but the bottom line is congratulations. Okay, give your name and address. We should know it by heart already.
Well, don't hang up.
$10 gift card from.
I'm still in there in Clinton, Indiana, Michael.
You're still where?
In Clinton.
You're still in Clinton, Indiana?
I have
four brothers that served in the service. I had my oldest brother served in World War II in the Philippines and Guam. And then my other brother served in the early 50s at Governor's Island, New York. And then my other brother served 4 years in the Navy. My youngest brother served two years.
How many brothers you got?
I had there was five boys and one sister. There were six of us.
Wow, your mama was busy.
And what about the last brother you said?
Say what?
The one after the fence. What about the brother? You started to say after Governor's Island, you said there was another brother.
Yes, my youngest brother served at Fort Knox from 65 to 67. He was in the print shop.
He was into the money.
Printing for the government. He was in the print shop down there at the Fort Knox.
Okay.
He was into the money.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service. Thank you for calling in. What kind of branch? What branch were you in?
I wasn't in it. I couldn't go. I was 4F.
You like me, 4F?
Yep. So, unfortunately, I would have went if I wasn't 4F. But they didn't take.
Sure. I'm sure you're all military family.
My four brothers served.
Thank you for your family service.
Yep, thank you for family service.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, John.
Thank you
very much. You take care of yourself.
Enjoy
your gift
card from Subway.
I forgot to mention you, Lynn.
Oh, that's
you too,
okay.
Gary. Okay, she's here.
No problem.
Good day. And thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So the Big Apple went to sleep. So let's take a trip down southwest Miami on the other side of Miami and go to Clearwater, Florida. And let's talk with our good friend Eugene. Eugene, are you on the line?
Eugene. Hey, Eugene. Happy Veterans Day, buddy.
Yeah, Eugene is a veteran.
Eugene, what branch of service are you in? Were you in any branch?
United States Navy.
He was in the Navy.
Oh, we have to play a Navy song. Okay. Find a Navy song for Eugene. Put the Navy song on for Eugene.
Song.
Hey, Michael.
Eugene. Yes, Eugene.
Yeah, you know I'm involved with the BVA. I'm a lifetime member. I'm also the
president of
the blind. But I took a new job this year. I'm the vice president of the VIVA, which is the Visually Impaired Veterans of America. It's an associate affiliate of the American Council of the Blind.
Very good.
There's two groups then. One's a BBA,
yep.
If anybody's interested in joining the VIV, they can go to the acb.org webpage and find out the information on how to get in contact with us.
That sounds good. That sounds great.
Yeah.
So how you been doing, Gene?
I've been doing pretty good. I just got back from a Florida Council of the Blind board meeting this weekend.
That's right. Well, up there with Miss Sheila.
Convention for next year.
You see Sheila, of course.
Oh, of course. Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it so much.
Y'all take
thanks
care.
Thanks for your service.
Hey, well, okay, bud. Hey, be safe.
You, over there, boss man running the controls.
That's for sure.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank
you.
Okay, right now, Chris, let's play an Air Force. For those folks who listen to the Air Force, let's hear the Air Force. Air Force.
My friend, you are right on point with this one right here because it just kind of popped in out of nowhere. I wasn't even ready for it, but it popped right in, and here we go.
Off we go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sun. Here they come, zooming to meet our thunder. Adam, boys, give her the gun. Down we die, spouting a flame from under. Up with one hell of a roar. We live in fame, we're going down in flame. Nothing will stop the U.S. Air Force. Minds of men, fashioned a crate of thunder, sent it high into the blue. Hands of men, fashioned the world asunder. How they live, God only knew.
I want to hear the Chris. Let me get the Marines out there. I want to hear the Marines for my son.
You want to go to the Marines?
I'm here, Marines.
Well, I didn't know you was a part of the Marines.
My son is. That's for definite. He was a Marine.
Oh, your son was a Marine. Okay.
And my son was a big Marine.
Well, I got
he was
you
in Desert man. Storm.
Let's hear the theme song for the Marines.
Here we go. Okay, Chris.
All right, listen, before we go any further, let's go to the phone line real quick. We got about 5 minutes before the top of the hour, and we got us calling in all the way from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
I guess.
And only Kevin.
Hey. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Lynn, Michael, Gary, Chris.
Oh, hey, buddy. Mr. Kevin. How you doing, Mr. Kevin?
Oh, not doing anything. I'm just sitting here listening to you guys.
Hey, Kevin, I got a question to ask you. The last storm that came through, I heard Greensboro, North Carolina, ran out of power.
Oh, the last storm? Oh, yeah. Well, some areas did.
I heard it said Greensboro, North Carolina needs power.
Yep. Oh, some areas lost it for a few days, and others didn't lose it at all. So
what's new with you in Greensboro, North Carolina, Kevin?
Oh, nothing much new here.
Y'all working hard?
Last week or so. What's that?
Oh, he's working hard, boy. He's hardly working.
That's right.
That's Kevin. As long as he's working, that's all I care.
Work when you work hard.
That's right. Do you do any training? You've been there a while now. Do you train anybody, or are you still just working?
No, I'm still just working.
Oh, okay. When do you become a trainer?
Oh, probably after I learn more machines and, well, if I want to. Oh,
that'd be cool, big trainer.
Yeah, but, oh.
Do you work on the machines that are computerized, Kevin, or the manual machine?
No, the computerized ones.
Thing is, if
you move up, you got, they yell at you more. You know, just like any place.
That's funny.
Yeah.
The more responsibility you have,
the more you get yelled at. That's right. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. Yeah. Look how you yell at me all the time. I moved up the line, and what happened? You yell at me all the time.
Well, it's like they say in the military, don't volunteer.
That's right. Thank you so much. Thank you, Kevin, for calling in. Appreciate it so much.
Calling, buddy.
Talk to you later. But
good to hear from you.
Why don't we do one more anthem before we go to the
top? One more anthem. Let's do a CBs. We'll do the Coast Guard last. The CBs.
Right. So, no. The truth is that Hollywood's elite actors can get ripped while adding 12, 15 minutes.
I don't hear you singing, Gary.
CBs of Navy. CBs of Seven.
That's it. Gary's enough. Very good, Gary.
I could do it without the music.
Yeah, Gary, you missed your whole cue, Gary. That was it. You missed the whole cue.
Well, you know, we had to know that song in order to make it to Chief. From E7, you know, up to E67, in order to put the Chief's uniform on, you had to know the song was just what they sang right there. You had to sing
Chief?
It, too.
Are you saying Chief?
Chief. Chief.
Oh.
Yeah. I was a petty officer. The next step is Chief.
Oh, I see.
It was very petty. He was very petty.
Gary, I was a petty person.
You were a petty person. When we, after we go to the top of the hour, we come back, you'll tell a little bit of how you got into the CBs when we...
All right, yeah. It's very interesting. It's starting to rain here now. Oh, boy. Yeah, it's starting to rain.
Hey, Chris, you still there?
I'm right here, boss.
Congratulations. I heard you moved into a new house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Trying to get things in order. Trying to make sure that we got everything situated in and well taken care of.
The girls.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say to you, Chris.
The girls must be so excited.
I heard Michael tell me this week. I heard Michael say that you're finally getting a house. You've been looking for a house for 2 years now, 3 years.
Three, right.
Three, yeah. Finally got it. Well, that's good, taking your time and looking around.
Oh,
and you got what you want.
Are the girls sharing a room or each having their own room?
Each have their own.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we're going to get a break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Hope next hour will call in tonight. 407-894-690. You want to call in. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.